Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign. Report on 2018 Public Consultation Overview of the Redesign Process. Introduction. In 2017, the NTA, National Transport Authority, began work on reviewing the Dublin Area Bus Network, in collaboration with Dublin Bus and other stakeholders, including local authorities, Jarrett Walker & Associates, JWA, a private transport planning practice with specific expertise in bus network redesign, was appointed to provide advice and technical support. Pre-draft consultation. The NTA, in conjunction with JWA, undertook a series of workshops with elected representatives from across the Dublin area, local authorities, and other stakeholders, to establish the principles and objectives of a Dublin bus network. Based on the output of these workshops, a public consultation exercise on the general principles of bus network design was undertaken, based around four potential strategies, namely: provide clearer service categories which allow users to easily identify higher frequency services, simplify radial services into high frequency spines, provide frequent orbital services, and replace infrequent radial services to town with frequent local services connecting to high frequency spines. 11,000 people responded to this consultation, equating to 1% of Dublin's population. 89% agreed with pursuing strategy 2 to simplify the overlapping radial services into spines. 85% were positive about the orbital strategy, and 81% agreed that it was reasonable to ask people to change buses if it meant they got to their destination sooner. Strategy 4. Following this outcome, the NTA proceeded with the network redesign based on the feedback from members of the Dublin public who had engaged at this stage. Development of the draft Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign. In July 2017, the Bus Connects team, comprising staff of the NTA, JWA, Dublin Bus, and local government officials, undertook a two-week intensive workshop, with the objective of setting down a provisional draft network. The draft network was designed collaboratively, with the aim of achieving 80% agreement on the main bus routings. The plan then went through further iterations, including an additional workshop focused on the special requirements for peak hour commuter services, leading to the initial recommended draft Bus Connects network. The main features of the 2018 draft network were as follows: 7 main radial spine routes with between 2-4 branches each, and a set of secondary radials, maintaining direct access to Dublin city centre without changing buses for the majority of Dubliners. An overhaul of the orbital routes to significantly increase the choices for passengers to get around the city and suburbs without the need to go into town, and to provide higher frequency interchange for those without direct access to town. Much higher frequencies across the network generally during the day. A new city centre orbital service. And new transport interchanges at suburban hubs. Central to the design rationale was the intention to improve the bus network, thereby allowing more people to get to more places quicker. As underlined by the 2017 survey results, public consultation on the first draft Bus Connects Dublin network redesign in July 2018, the draft Bus Connects Dublin network was published and released for a 12-week consultation period. The consultation included 32 public consultation events, direct liaison with politicians and stakeholders, and phone and email correspondence with the public. The aim of this consultation was twofold. First, to engage with the wider public on this major project, as it was clear that the scale of change would require feedback from across the city and from all sections of the community. And secondly, to garner feedback on the draft proposals, particularly in relation to how the network would affect the daily lives of new and existing bus users, and what issues would need to be addressed to make the proposals more beneficial. The concerns and issues raised by the public on the first draft Bus Connects Dublin network are fully set out in this report. Next step: development of a draft final Bus Connects Dublin network. Following the completion of the public consultation of the initial draft of the Bus Connects Dublin network in late September 2018, the Bus Connects team, comprised of NTA staff, undertook a detailed review of the public feedback. This involved a review of each submission by the team, with the assistance of an independent external team from KPMG. This feedback supported the network revision process, which included further workshops on the wider network design, and specifically with regard to peak hour commuter services. The draft Bus Connects Dublin network redesign public consultation process overview. The scale of the public consultation exercise undertaken by the Bus Connects team was extensive. The consultation process is considered to be a vital element of the project, To ensure that the final network design should incorporate as much feedback as possible, the Bus Connects Dublin network redesign is a central element of the wider Bus Connects project, assessing the suitability of the bus network for its existing and potential passengers, and establishing the network on which to invest a significant amount of Exchequer funding. As such, it attracted massive publicity and interest. The approach adopted by the Bus Connects team was to provide the public with as much information via as many channels of communication as possible. These included the development of the www.busconnects.ie website, with links to mapping, reports and local information brochures setting out details of the proposed network changes, social media updates and correspondence, newspaper and bus shelter advertisements, stakeholder and political consultations, direct correspondence via email and phone calls, and public events. Through these methods, members of the public could access the information they required to make comments and observations on the proposals, via a web-based survey, email or written submission. The following sections describe this process in detail. Website and social media. The Bus Connects team developed a dedicated website to create a one-stop-shop approach to all information related to the draft Bus Connects network redesign. The website also hosted the Bus Connects network survey, which facilitated online feedback on the network proposals. The www.busconnects.ie website experienced heavy traffic throughout the consultation process, with 280,162 hits between July and September 2018. The Bus Connects team also supported information provision through social media channels, addressing queries and disseminating information on the Bus Connects Dublin network project, from design details to information on the location and timing of public events, newspaper and bus shelter advertisements to maximize public knowledge to the draft Bus Connects Dublin network redesign. An advertisement campaign was undertaken, primarily focused on national and local newspapers, with additional bespoke advertisements at bus shelters across the Dublin bus network. The primary focus of this campaign was to raise general awareness of the project, but also to direct people to both the website for more information, and also to advise the public of the consultation events occurring throughout the Dublin area. Stakeholder and political consultation. It was important to liaise directly with both elected representatives and various stakeholders, and a number of direct consultation meetings with elected representatives were held throughout the consultation period. Specifically, a private briefing session for public representatives was held at the Bus Connects Dublin launch day event. The Bus Connects team also provided individual briefing sessions to councillors in each of Dublin City Council, Fingal County Council, Dunleo-Air Rathdown County Council and South Dublin County Council, plus sessions for members of Kildare County Council, Meath County Council and Wicklow County Council within the Dublin Bus operational area. In addition, an information session was held in the Alexander Hotel for all members of the Houses of the Warichtas. Direct correspondence via email and phone calls. Staff of the NTA responded to approximately 1,500 email queries and hundreds of telephone queries from members of the public during the consultation period. These queries ranged from general queries on how the network would function, to specific questions on how the revised network would impact on the individual's personal travel habits. Public events. A total of 33 public events were held across the Dublin area, attended by NTA and Dublin bus staff. These ran from 2 p.m., 8 p.m. or 3 p.m., 7 p.m. depending on the hours of operation of each venue and the availability of resources. The venues, dates and times are listed below. Table 2.1. Public events hosted by the NTA and Dublin bus. Date venue time August 2nd. Finglas, Charlestown Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 8th. Ballymun Civic Centre 2-8 p.m. August 9th. Coolock Northside Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 10th. Tallaght The Square Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 16th. Swords Pavilions Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 17th. Clondalkin Liffey Valley Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 22nd. Clara Hall Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 23rd. Donaghmede Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 24th. Dundrum Town Centre 2-8 p.m. August 29th. Cromlin Ashleaf Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 30th. Selbridge Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. August 31st. Stillorgan Talbot Hotel 2-8 p.m. September 3rd. Skerries Community Centre 3-7 p.m. September 4th. Lucan Spa Hotel 3-7 p.m. September 5th. Cabrnavon Road Shopping Centre 2-8 p.m. September 6th. Blanchardstown Town Center 2 8 p.m. September 7th Rath Farnham Shopping Center 2 8 p.m. September 7th Bray Castle Street Shopping Center 2 8 p.m. September 10th Clondalkin Civic Offices 3 7 p.m. September 11th Ballsbridge Ballsbridge Hotel 3 7 p.m. September 11th Inchicore Richmond Barracks 3 7 p.m. September 12th Clontarf Clontarf Castle Hotel 3 7 p.m. September 12th Sutton Marine Hotel 3 7 p.m. September 13th Greystones Shopping Center 2 8 p.m. September 14th Don Leo Air Bloomfields Shopping Center 2 8 p.m. September 14th Maynooth Manor Mill Shopping Center 2 8 p.m. September 17th Malahide Grand Hotel 2 8 p.m. September 18th Rathmines Swan Center 2 8 p.m. September 19th Ballyfermot Community Civic Center 3 7 p.m. September 20th Dublin City Center Bussaras 3 7 p.m. September 21st Dunboyne Dunboyne Castle 3 7 p.m. September 21st Drumcondra Skyland Hotel 3 7 p.m. 25th September Sagart City West 3 7 p.m. Over the course of the 8 weeks of events, the staff of the NTA and Dublin Bus met an estimated 15,000 members of the public face-to-face. The conversations reflected a range of opinions, and some of the events also featured organized protests, led by neighborhood groups and local politicians. Overall, the events were considered successful in providing an opportunity for the NTA and Dublin Bus to explain the consultation process and its purpose, that is to communicate the reasons behind the Bus Connects Dublin network redesign and to get direct feedback from the people of Dublin. The ultimate aim was to ensure that the network could be revised in a positive manner that reflected the issues raised by local communities. Analysis of the public consultation feedback overview in total. The Bus Connects team received almost 28,000 submissions through our online survey, by email and post. Additionally, more than 20,000 people signed petitions. These were categorized as follows. Table 3.1. Public submissions by type submission source received email 7,066 survey online 20,751 post or courier 683 consultation sessions 31 total 28,531 Table 3.2. Public petitions submission source received signatures petitions 6520, 209 further to this, the information received directly at the public consultation events was collated, and cross-referenced with the written feedback. All feedback was considered, categorized and used as an input into the preparation of the second draft of the Bus Connects Dublin network redesign. The methodology for this analysis is detailed below. Assessment methodology given the volume of feedback from the consultation process. There was a considerable task in collating and assessing the variety of suggestions, issues, concerns and comments related to the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. The Bus Connects team undertook an initial overview of submissions and petitions to establish the scope of the comments. While there were a number of submissions which generally supported the scheme, and a number of submissions which put forward amendments to the proposed network, it was clear that the main task of the consultation assessment was to identify and collate the key issues and concerns raised during the process. At the outset, it was noted that many of the comments and issues were generic and related to the draft Bus Connects Dublin network proposals, and/or consultation process as a whole. There were also clearly localized issues, which could be aggregated for local areas. The Bus Connects team decided that the assessment of the consultation process should be broken down to reflect the generalized comments and spatially specific issues separately. In its initial assessment, the Bus Connects team focused on identifying key themes which could be used to filter and categorize the large volume of comments. Based on this assessment, the Bus Connects team identified 5 overarching categories which covered the majority of comments and issues raised. These categories were Network reflecting issues related to the routing and operation of the proposed bus routes including the need for interchange. Connectivity reflecting issues with access to shops, services and Dublin City Centre. Infrastructure which related to issues with the provision of new infrastructure linked to the Bus Connects Dublin project. Socio-economic. Reflecting issues of the impact the new network might have on the social and economic functions and needs of areas and individuals. And project reflecting issues raised about the Bus Connects project as a whole, and the consultation process. These general categories were further disaggregated to ensure that the specific elements of the issues and concerns raised could be logged more accurately. These themes are set out in Table 3.3 below. Table 3.3 Breakdown of Categories and Themes. Table 3.3 Breakdown of categories and themes. Category description. Theme title. Network loss or reduction of existing service network. Interchange required network. Longer journey times. Connectivity access to schools and colleges. Connectivity access to hospitals. Connectivity access to Dublin city centre. Connectivity access to local shops and services. Infrastructure requirement for new infrastructure. Infrastructure integration between modes. Socio-economic impact on the elderly or people with disabilities. Socio-economic bus connects does not serve our area. Socio-economic bus connects does not cater for new developments. Socio-economic additional inconvenience. Longer walking distance. Socio-economic will now need to drive project public consultation process insofar as possible. It was also deemed necessary to categorize the bus routes which attracted most comments in the consultation process, as well as site-specific destinations which were highlighted, particularly in relation to health and educational establishments. Although the Bus Connects team reviewed all submissions made, due to the volume of submissions it was necessary to contract in additional resources to assist in the collation of the consultation feedback. To this end, the NTA appointed KPMG to undertake the task of verifying and quantifying the voluminous data. This task was restricted to sorting, logging and quantifying the data in a systematic and organized manner. The objective of this work was to provide a quantifiable summary of the feedback. This was then used by the Bus Connects team to assist in the assessment of the main issues and concerns about the draft Bus Connects network. The KPMG analysis report is set out in Appendix 1. Misunderstandings of the draft network redesign consultation process. It is worth stating at the outset of the review that the Bus Connects Dublin network review consultation process was, to a certain extent, challenged by misunderstandings of the scope and purpose of the process. In particular, the following issues were identified. Bus Connects core bus corridors. The Bus Connects Dublin brand umbrella covers a multitude of projects. For example, the Dublin area bus network redesign, core bus corridor infrastructure, fares and livery. Due to the large amount of ongoing work by the NTA, it was inevitable that issues and concerns related to other Bus Connects projects became entangled in the draft Bus Connects Dublin area network redesign. In particular, issues and concerns in relation to the core bus corridor project were raised often in the consultation feedback, with noticeable volumes of submissions in specific areas. Incorrect association of direct award SO bus licenses. The timing of the draft Bus Connects network redesign also coincided with the opening up of some Dublin bus routes to competitive public tendering, and the awarding of the resulting contract to a private company. This process, and its implementation, was not universally welcomed, with many individuals and groups linking Bus Connects with what they perceived as the privatization of the bus network in Dublin. Misinterpretation of the consultation material. It is noted that some members of the public found it challenging to understand the maps used to present the network revisions. It is also apparent that the presentation and promotion of how the network would function was misinterpreted. In particular, the potential to interchange between buses was misunderstood, with many people believing that it would be a requirement, while the reality was that the vast majority of the population would retain direct access to the city center without having to change buses. This was accentuated by the misinterpretation of the maps, which led many to believe that a convergence of spine route A1 A2 into the A spine would require an interchange, for example getting off an A1 and onto an A. This was not the case. Misinformation. The general misunderstanding of the consultation material by members of the public was, in some cases, heightened by the dissemination of inaccurate and in some cases incorrect information by other parties about the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. In most cases this was due to misinterpretation of the network design, but once the misinformation was in the public domain, it often became fact. While the Bus Connects team were able to correct these issues at the public events and through emails and phone calls, it was not possible to fully redress this issue. This undoubtedly caused unnecessary distress for some members of the public, and may have limited the understanding of the real information. General observations on the consultation feedback. Although the draft Bus Connects Dublin area network redesign consultation was not without issue, in particular due to the misunderstandings of the scope and purpose of the process, the Bus Connects team did acquire a large volume of valid and helpful information from the public. Much of this information is unquantifiable, but it has formed a critical element in the evolution of the final draft Bus Connects Dublin area network redesign. For the first time, the residents of the Dublin area were provided an opportunity to converse and debate with decision makers about their day-to-day use of public transport, not just the bus. members of the public were able to communicate their needs and desires in relation to public transport, and express how it could work better for both themselves and their communities. What emerged was a comprehensive socio-economic geography of Greater Dublin, which the Bus Connects team have used as central input to the final draft Bus Connects network. At a high level, the Bus Connects team gained a greater insight into the growing and critical importance of the bus network for peak hour commuting, the pattern of travel, and the use of the bus with regard to the social links between the villages and communities of the city and the need to maintain and improve the links between them, the primacy of the city centre for almost everyone in the Dublin area, the need for links to cultural and leisure attractions, the importance of local trips by bus to the major hospitals, the importance of links to shopping centres, the dispersed nature of school catchments, the wide range of trip purposes that people undertake by bus, the times of day people would like to travel by bus, and the fact that almost everyone values their ability to use the bus. In spatial terms, urban and suburban Dublin has developed as a series of closely linked communities radiating out from the centre, generally evolving sequentially over time. In many cases, these centres can be defined by the main roads, such as the Rathfarnham and Templeogue roads or the Navan Road, and the socio-economic geography of the city can be traced along these corridors. This emerged very strongly in certain locations, in particular the influence of Rathmines on a vast swath of southwest Dublin including Kimmage, Crumlin, Paristown, Terenure, Rathfarnham and Templeogue. There were other examples, such as Donlaoghaire and Blackrock on the south side, and Phibsborough and Drumcondra on the north side. Clearly, the major town centres of Tallaght, Blanchardstown and Swords also fitted this pattern for their catchments. It was also became more apparent that the trips made by bus are not solely restricted to the traditional commuter times, with many of the trip purposes listed above more likely to take place outside the peak hours, and the maintenance of all peak and particularly off-peak services was seen as vital to ensure that the bus service continues to be a viable travel option. While the points above highlight some of the softer issues raised as part of the consultation process, the following section describes a more definitive list of issues and concerns raised initially across the entire network, and then more specifically at a localized level. Support for the draft Bus Connects Dublin network, although it is noted and acknowledged that the majority of submissions received clearly articulated issues and concerns with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network, there was also positive feedback on the proposals. As with all proposed large-scale projects, the elements which are supported by some are opposed by others, but it is worth pointing out key features of the proposals that were seen as positive. In relation to the network redesign, there were a number of the route proposals which acquired support. In particular, the concept of spine routes was generally welcomed, and the improved and additional orbital links and increased off-peak operating frequencies were generally positively received. It was also noted that the proposed improved weekend bus services was a useful proposal. A number of the linked benefits of the Bus Connects Dublin network redesign program were clearly identified as positive, particularly the development of a streamlined 90-minute fare structure. This received a high level of support. There was also a general appreciation of the potential to decongest the city streets of buses. This included support for the pedestrianization of College Green, which was before and board plenilla at the time of the consultation. Analyzing the consultation submissions introduction, the draft Bus Connects network consultation received over 28,000 individual submissions, in addition to 65 public petitions and one-on-one verbal communications, resulting in a vast quantity of information to process and collate into a legible and usable information source. The process took many months to complete, with the qualitative analysis of the Bus Connects team of researchers, backed by a quantitative assessment provided by an external team from KPMG. Their report can be found in Appendix 1. The consultation feedback has been broken into two sections, as follows: an overview of general breakdown of the feedback, identifying the geographical areas and bus routes which attracted most specific comments, and highlighted the big picture concerns and issues raised about the draft Bus Connects network project as a whole, and a review of the consultation feedback at a localized level. This will illustrate the main concerns raised by responses which stated where they lived, the area they wished to make comments on. In total, 311 consultation areas were created by the Bus Connects team. This allowed the analysis to assess more specific concerns and issues to provide input into the finalized Bus Connects network design. A map of the 31 consultation areas is set out in Figure 4.1 below. 133 consultation sessions took place. However, due to the geographical overlap, the input from the Clara Hall and Donaghmede and Lucan and Liffey Valley sessions were combined. Figure 4.1, map of the consultation area, spatial breakdown of consultation feedback. The feedback on the draft Bus Connects Dublin network redesign came from across the Dublin region. The following figure 4.2 illustrates the spread of Verify 2 comments geographically. Although feedback was received from all areas, it is clear that a number of areas produced more comments, namely, Dunleo, Ayr, Malahide, Skerries, Blanchardstown, Selbridge, Leixlip, Rath, Farnham, Crumlin, Coolock, Dundrum, Swords, Blanchardstown. Two verified responses relates to those comments which could be quantified by the KPMG team as related to a defined geographical area. Table 4.2 showing number and location of verified respondents. Location: number of respondents, Ballsbridge 424, Ballyfermot 319, Blanchardstown 914, Bray 433, Cabra 221, Selbridge and Leixlip 807, City Centre 119, Clara Hall and Donaghmede 51, Clondalkin 298. Clontarf 304, Crumlin 598, Drumcondra 334, Dublin Wide 189, Dunboyne 155, Dundrum 544, Finglas 247, Greystone 61, Inchicore 117, Lucan 257, Malahide 1105, Maynooth 46, Other Areas 112, Rathfarnham 621, Rathmines 204, Saggart 162, Skerries 939, Stillorgan 126, Sutton 252, Swords 590, Tala 271. Feedback by specific routes. In many cases, individual feedback related specifically to an existing bus services or proposed bus services. This was not as easy to quantify, with many submissions naming numerous buses, or commenting specifically on sections of bus routes. The quantification process carried out by the KPMG team identified that almost all routes on the current and proposed networks got mentioned in the feedback. It was not easy to quantify or disaggregate the information. However, the following tables present the most referenced bus routes. These are set out below. Table 4.1. Most referenced existing bus services. Existing routes 433x33 42 142 27 70 14 7 15. A table 4.2. Most referenced proposed Bus Connects Dublin bus services. Bus Connects proposed routes: A spine A1, C4, B spine 280, D spine, E spine, C3, C spine, F spine. Network wide concerns and issues based on work carried out by the Bus Connects team. In conjunction with the KPMG team, the range of concerns and issues raised across the Dublin region were collated into five overarching categories, namely, network connectivity, infrastructure, socio-economic project. Expanding on the key issues raised across the consultation process, a breakdown of the main issues raised under each category in the consultation feedback are broken down in more detail below. Network changing buses. The prospect of having to change buses to complete a journey, particularly to the city center, was a significant concern across the city. This was seen as a particularly unattractive prospect by those who currently travel directly by one bus. Changing to Lewis Rail, related to changing buses, changing to another mode to complete a journey, particularly to the city center, was an area of concern. This was seen as a particular issue due to the experiences of existing overcrowding on the Lewis and Dart, especially in the peak commuter periods. Operating hours. The public, across the city, wanted extended operating hours. While the proposed extensions were welcomed, the lack of 24-hour services was mentioned. Frequency of buses. There was a concern that the Bus Connects project would mean less frequent services. This was particularly prevalent in areas where the network had been restructured, resulting in a reduction in the absolute volume of buses passing along a particular link. Timetabling. There was a concern that it would not be possible to ensure that buses required for interchange will arrive on time. This was particularly an issue with regard to higher frequency services meeting lower frequency services. Connectivity links to health services. There was a general level of concern over some breaks in direct links to healthcare, in particular to the larger hospitals. Links to education. There was a general level of concern over some breaks in direct links to education. In many cases, there had been traditional links to schools outside the natural catchment of local areas, which is served by the existing bus network. There was a general requirement identified for linkages to third-level institutes. There were also concerns raised across the city about links serving specialist schools which would be affected by the proposed network redesign. Links to local services. there was a general concern about how the new network would serve established links to local services, including shops, post offices, churches and community facilities. Although specific cases were often highlighted, this was an issue which resonated across the city. Direct links to the city center. It was clear that, generally, people prefer to have access to a direct service to the city center. This is particularly prevalent with peak hour commuter travel, where many people had concerns about an entire busload of people getting off one bus to wait for another. Infrastructure, College Green and Dublin City Center. A wide number of submissions raised issues with the closure of College Green to buses. There was concern over the restrictions this will place on passengers accessing the city center and in particularly the shopping areas. There was also concern that the closure would add significantly to the levels of bus congestion on the streets of the city center. Core bus corridors. There were numerous submissions that raised issues which directly relate to the implementation of the core bus corridors. Although this is not directly under the remit of the draft Bus Connects network redesign, the argument was put forward by some that the network could not be implemented effectively and in full without the infrastructure in place. Interchange facilities. There was a high level of concern over the ability to have quality interchange facilities in place. Many had issues with the possibility of having to change buses at the side of the road without adequate facilities. There were also concerns raised about the ability of the Bus Connects network to operate without the interchanges in place, in particular with respect to the major interchanges at shopping centers such as Blanchardstown and Tallaght. Socioeconomic impact on elderly and mobility impaired. There was a general concern that the revised bus network would require people to walk further and to get on and off buses more often. These issues were seen as disproportionately impacting on elderly, those with mobility impairments and those with other constraints, such as parents with a pram or buggy. Personal safety. There was a general perception that direct bus services are the safest mode of transport, with DART and Lewis perceived as a less attractive option, particularly outside peak hours. Two buses to school. There was a general dissatisfaction that some children would be forced to change buses to get to school, which was seen as a significant safety concern. Learning difficulties. There was a general concern that people with learning difficulties would have significant problems adapting to new bus routes, numbers and timetables. Lack of service. A number of submissions raised the issue that the revised network did not take into account new development areas and growing populations or employment areas. Forced to drive. A number of submissions raised the prospect that due to the revised bus network, they would have no option but to use their car for trips they can currently undertake with the bus. General concerns. There was a general level of apathy towards the need to change the bus network, with a variety of submissions based around the belief that if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Project consultation process. There were issues raised with the process and manner with which the draft Bus Connects network redesign was presented to the public. The issues highlighted included difficulties with the illegibility of maps, the perceived poor advertisement of the project, the lack of direct interaction with the public, including the difficulties for the working public to access the consultation sessions, and the perceived lack of communication with stakeholders, in particular advocacy groups and community groups. Lack of coordination. Concerns were raised about the volume of consultations ongoing, and the general lack of understanding about how the projects interact. This was particularly the case with regard to the interaction between the Bus Connects network redesign and the Bus Connects core bus corridor projects. Although the Metrolink project and the introduction of new SO services operated by a private operator were also mentioned. Privatization. There was a misperception by some people that the entire process was being undertaken to facilitate the privatization of the Dublin bus network. Project costs. A number of people raised concerns over the costs of the project and the appropriateness of the spending proposals at further to this. The consultant team collated these issues into themes under each category, which allowed them to quantify the breakdown of the issues raised. The methodology for this analysis is included in the consultant report, set out in Appendix 1. This is presented in Figure 4.3 below. Figure 4.3. Breakdown of issues raised by theme. Issue: percentage loss or reduction of existing service 44%, interchange required 26%, longer journey times 16%, access to schools and college 22%, access to hospitals 10%, access to Dublin city center 18%, access to Local shops and services 8% requirement for new infrastructure 20% integration between modes 4% impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 25% bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 3% bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 4% additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance. 18% will now need to drive 9% public consultation process 11% local area specific concerns and issues this section presents a synopsis of the issues and concerns raised locally, aggregated into the 31 bus connects Dublin consultation areas as identified by the NTA. The data presented is an amalgamation of empirical information gathered by the KPMG team tasked with collating the feedback submissions, and the assessment analysis of all consultation material received. Submissions and verbal communications, which was carried out by the Bus Connects team within the NTA. In each area, the general issues have been summarized into charts, which identify the percentage of responses that referenced particular types of issues. The issues have been grouped and color-coded under the categories set out in section 3.2 above, and then organized into themes by the KPMG team. The methodology for this analysis is set out in the report attached in Appendix 1. Ballsbridge Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Ballsbridge, Sandymount, Ringsend, Irishtown, Butterstown and Donnybrook, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. In total 424 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On September 11, 2018 a public information session was held at the Ballsbridge Hotel, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with infrastructure, specifically the proposed new core bus corridors, subject of a separate consultation exercise, and the perceived lack of integration between transport modes. Access to local shops and services and to hospitals were key concerns, as was the perceived reduction in services, with a number of respondents stating that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 29% interchange required 6% longer journey times 4% access to schools and college 12% access to hospitals 16% access to Dublin city centre 7% access to local shops and services 17% requirement for new infrastructure 54% integration between modes 4% impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 19% bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 0% bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 0% additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 13% will now need to drive 3% public consultation process 16% general observations bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 1, 47 and 18 routes most frequently referenced bus connects Dublin proposed routes C1 and C2 routes and C-spine key themes the most frequent theme was a requirement for new infrastructure referenced by over half of respondents over a quarter of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service Almost a fifth of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges University College Dublin was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of connectivity to St. Vincent's Hospital. The existing 47 service provides connectivity to St. Vincent's Hospital. There is no direct replacement for this service. However, the proposed B-spine would run along Marion Road and turn up Nutley Lane. Loss of connectivity to Sandyford. The existing 47 service provides connectivity to Sandyford. There was no direct replacement for this service and this trip would require an interchange. Loss of service in Sandymount Village. The proposed C1 would replace the one, which serves Sandymount. However, the C1 is proposed to run along Beach Road Strand Road, rather than through Sandymount Village. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Ballsbridge were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised. and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Ballsbridge area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Ballyfermot Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Ballyfermot, Chapelizod, Palmerstown, Park West, Neilstown, Ronanstown and Balgody. In total, 319 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 19, 2018, a public information session was held at the Ballyfermot Civic Centre, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, in particular the perceived reduction in services. A number of respondents felt that the proposed network would not serve their area as well as the existing network does, which would require them to drive for trips currently made by bus. A number of submissions mentioned new road infrastructure, which is subject of a separate public consultation on the core bus corridors. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 56%, interchange required 15%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 15%, access to hospitals 8%, access to Dublin city centre 11%, access to local shops and services 9%, requirement for new infrastructure 20%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 22%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 4%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 4%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 22%, will now need to drive 9%, public consultation process 6%, general observations bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 18, 79 and 79A routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed routes 14 route, GNC spines, key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in service, compared with an existing service, referenced by over half of respondents. Over a fifth of respondents referenced additional inconvenience and the same proportion referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals. Stewart's Hospital Palmerstown was the most frequently referenced hospital. Our Lady's Children's Hospital and Talla Hospital were also referenced by a number of respondents. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Maynooth University was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Chapelizod was referenced as not being served by Bus Connects Dublin. Palmerstown and Chapelizod were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of service to estates south of Ballyfermot Road. The 79 and 79A currently serve the housing estates to the south of Ballyfermot Road. The proposed G1 takes a slightly different route, with the result that Oranmore Road and Spittle Road would not be as well served, and Desi's Road would not be served. Loss of link to Finglas. The existing 40 route provides a direct connection between Ballyfermot and Finglas. This would require interchange under the proposed network. Adequacy of services to Chapelizod. Chapelizod is currently served by the 66 and 67 services from Maynooth, Selbridge and Leixlip, although the buses are often full upon arrival at Chapelizod. Loss of connectivity to Lucan from Chapelizod. The 66 and 67 currently provide a direct service to Lucan, Leixlip, Selbridge and Maynooth. This direct connection west would be lost, requiring interchange to the C-spine. This has been raised in the context of school children attending school in Lucan. Loss of direct service to Talla. The 76 currently travels from Ballyfermot to Talla via Liffey Valley and Clondalkin. The proposed W2 service to Talla would start in Liffey Valley and would therefore require interchange to connect with Ballyfermot. Loss of direct services to hospitals. Ballyfermot is currently well connected to hospitals at Talla, St. Vincent's, Crumlin and Stewart's. A number of submissions noted that these journeys would not require interchange. Concern at loss of 79/79A using Keys rather than Inchicore. A preference was expressed for access to the city centre to be via the Keys rather than via Inchicore, which is more congested. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Ballyfermot were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Ballyfermot area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Ballymun Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Ballymun, Poppintree, and the airport. In total, 255 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 8, 2018, a public information session was held at Ballymun Civic Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with potential socio-economic impacts of the Bus Connects proposals, with respondents suggesting that the draft network would provide access to fewer bus services. It was suggested that the lack of integration of transport, including the coordination of timetables and bus stop locations, was of particular concern. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 24%, interchange required 20%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 17%, access to hospitals 17%, access to Dublin city centre 12%, access to local shops and services 12%, requirement for new infrastructure 28%, integration between modes 0%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 36%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 1%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 4%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 19%, will now need to drive 1%, public consultation process 8%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 13, 1, and 17A routes most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes A and E spines and the A2 route. Key themes: the most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by over a third of respondents. A requirement for new infrastructure was referenced by over a quarter of respondents. A loss reduction in an existing service was referenced by just under a quarter of respondents. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Dublin City University was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Dublin Airport Logistics Park was referenced as not being served by Bus Connects Dublin. Lawrence Lands and Oscar Traynor Road in Santry were referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Wadalay Park, loss of 11 service. Wadalay Park is currently served by the number 11 service. This estate would not be served under the draft proposals. Loss of a direct service in Poppintree, Balbutcher Lane. Poppintree and Balbutcher Lane are currently served by the 13. This area would not have a direct service under the proposals. Loss of connectivity to Drumcondra. Both the 13 and 11 currently provide connectivity to Drumcondra. This journey would require a change of bus under the proposals. Loss of 17A and connectivity to Beaumont, Capog and Blanchardstown Hospitals and Blanchardstown Town Centre. The 17A currently provides direct connection to these locations. Loss of services north of M50. The existing 4 and 13 services which currently run to Harristown Garage. The draft network does not propose services on these routes. Suggestion for an E3 to branch at Collins Avenue. It was suggested that an E3 could branch at Collins Avenue to cover the Shannon area between the proposed A and E spines. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Ballymun were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, The details of those revised proposals for the Balimin area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Blanchardstown Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Blanchardstown, Littlepace and Castleknock. In total, 914 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On September 6, 2018, a public information session was held at Blanchardstown Town Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services, the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct and longer journey times, a lack of integration of transport, and access to schools, colleges and Dublin City Centre were also seen as key issues. A number of respondents felt that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network, which would impose a requirement to drive. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 35%, interchange required 39%, longer journey times 28%, access to schools and college 21%, access to hospitals 3%, access to Dublin City Centre 22%, access to local shops and services 4%, requirement for new infrastructure 35%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 18%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 8%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 5%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 18%, will now need to drive 17%, public consultation process 4%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 70, 37 and 40D routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, B spine, 262 and 265 routes, key themes. The most frequent theme was that an interchange would be required, referenced by almost two-fifths of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Over a third of respondents referenced a requirement for new infrastructure. Access to hospitals. Connolly Hospital Blanchardstown was the most frequently referenced hospital. A proportion of respondents also referenced Beaumont Hospital and the Mater Hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Schools in Dunboyne and the Institute of Technology Blanchardstown were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Hollistown was most frequently referenced as not being served by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments in Hollistown were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. B spine frequency and coverage. There was concern that the proposed service frequency along the Navan Road and within Blanchardstown South may not be high enough, in particular where the existing 39 and 39A currently combine. Congestion in Blanchardstown Town Centre. The ability of the road network in the vicinity of the center to handle the increased number of buses and increased requirement for interchange was repeatedly raised by almost everyone, as a major obstacle to the network as proposed. Interchange between 261 and B spine at the N3. The nature of this interchange was not clear due to the current grade separation of the N3 and the road to Connolly Hospital. Littlepace connectivity to Blanchardstown and Dunboyne. The existing 70 currently connects Littlepace to Dunboyne and Dublin City Centre, while the 270 connects Littlepace to Dunboyne and Blanchardstown. Under the proposed network, the 264 would connect Dunboyne to Dublin City Centre, bypassing Littlepace, and the 265 would connect Littlepace to Blanchardstown only. As such, Littlepace would lose direct connections to Dublin City Centre and to Dunboyne. Castleknock services frequency and terminus location in the city. Both the 35 and 37 are proposed as half-hourly services. The existing 37 services every 20-25 minutes. Both buses are now proposed to terminate at Parnell Square, whereas the current 37 terminates on the south side of the city. Loss of 17A and connectivity to two hospitals. The 17A currently serves both Connolly Hospital and Beaumont Hospital. The proposed N4 service does not enter Blanchardstown Connolly Hospital but does connect with the 261 loop service, which provides a circulatory route around Blanchardstown and the hospital. The N4 runs along Collins Avenue and would connect with the A1 service, which enters Beaumont Hospital. Loss of direct city center services north of N3. The area north of the N3 is proposed to be served by a number of local routes, the 261, 262, 263 and 35, which connect to Blanchardstown Town Center. While these routes are frequent, there is concern about capacity of the B spine to cater for onward trips to Dublin City Center. However, the proposed peak hour 263, every 30 minutes for 2 hours during the AM peak and every 3 hours in the PM peak, would provide a direct connection. In particular, the 40D from Tyrrellstown via Capog Road is seen as a significant loss. Clonsilla Road losing a direct service. There is a 2-kilometer stretch of the Clonsilla Road from Blanchardstown Village to the Ongar Road Millennium Park Junction that was previously served by the 39, which would no longer have a direct service to the city. This would be replaced by the higher frequency 261 local loop route. Peak services should also serve Ongar. It was suggested that the proposed peak service, the 360, should commence in Ongar. Missed opportunity to provide an airport link. The plan does not include a bus route to link directly to the airport. This was seen as a missed opportunity. However, the N4 route would connect with the A-spine which goes to the airport. Missed opportunity for proposed 35 to go to IT Blanchardstown. A request was received from the Institute of Technology Blanchardstown for the proposed 35 route to stop in the ITB campus. Missed opportunity to provide connectivity between Maynooth train line and Connolly Hospital Blanchardstown. Connolly Hospital Blanchardstown proposed a link between the hospital and the Maynooth rail line, using either the proposed 261 route or another service, and potentially using the N3 underpass that is currently closed to through traffic. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Blanchardstown were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Blanchardstown area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Bray Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Bray and Enniskerry. In total, 433 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On September 7, 2018, a public information session was held at Tesco in Bray, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. A number of respondents felt that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network, which would impose a requirement to drive. Access to schools and colleges was seen as the most important connection to be addressed in the proposed network. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 47%, interchange required 31%, longer journey times 12%, access to schools and college 20%, access to hospitals 6%, access to Dublin City Centre 13%, access to local shops and services 12%, requirement for new infrastructure 21%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 29%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 7%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new development 7%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 18%, will now need to drive 8%, public consultation process 8%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 145, 185 and 44 routes. Most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes E-spine, E1 and 213 routes. Key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by almost half of respondents. Almost a third of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Over a quarter of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals. St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Kalaisdian, Kalaist Diasagaon and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Enniskerry was most frequently referenced as not being served by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments at Kilgarran and Enniskerry were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. E1 route terminating at Bray train station rather than Killarney Road. The 145, which commences at Killarney Road and provides a direct service to the city, is proposed to be replaced by the 212, which would serve Bray Main Street, where connection to the E1 service to the city would be possible. Loss of service to Kilgarran Hill and Palermo, Little Bray. The existing 185 and 44 services would be replaced by the 213, which will commence at Bray Dart Station and serve Enniskerry, Stepaside and UCD. Palermo in Little Bray and Kilgarran Hill in Enniskerry would no longer be served by this route, although there would be an increase in frequency from once an hour to every 40 minutes. No service on Southern Cross Road. The Southern Cross Road in Bray would have no all-day service under the proposed plan. It is currently served by a private operator, but there was dissatisfaction expressed with this service. However, it will continue to have peak hour services. 301, originating in Newcastle and Kickahole, replacing the 84X. Loss of connectivity from Enniskerry to City Centre and DCU. The existing 44 would be replaced by the 213. The 44 terminates at DCU, while the 213 service is proposed to terminate at UCD. Interchange would be required onto the E-spine on the N11, which would go to the Ballymun Road. The loss of a direct connection between the city centre and Enniskerry and its impact on tourism was also mentioned. Lack of connectivity to Houston. Currently, the 145 goes to Houston Station. An equivalent journey on the proposed network would require interchange between the E1 route and the C-spine or the Lewis in the city centre. Lack of connectivity to Cherrywood and Sandyford. It was suggested that there should be connectivity to Cherrywood and Sandyford as major employment centers on the south side. Connectivity to Cherrywood would be provided in the peak hour by the proposed 301 services which serve the Southern Cross, but there would be no other all-day direct connection. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Bray were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Bray area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie.